Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 27th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA-TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 46,000 head will be offered, 12,000 feeder steers, 8,200 feeder heifers, 4,600 weaned calves, and over 11,000 calves on cows. To view the digital catalog or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give Superior a call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, not much going on in the crop and cotton markets this week, according to OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson.
Okay, you look at the forward contract prices for 23 wheat up in the Pond Creek Medford area, around $8.50. It fell off just a little bit at the end of the week. If you go to the Panhandle, you can add a dime or so to that for 8 1/4. Go down in I-40, Weatherford area, take off about 15 cents for $8 wheat. And if you go down to Snyder and Altus, you'll need to take off about 30 cents or around $7.85 a bushel. Corn for 2023 harvest delivery, around $5.40. We picked up 10 or 15 cents on corn this week. I go down to beans, it's just been flat. For bean prices not to move much is unusual, but there's just not much going on in those markets at $12.30.
Some producers have seen rain these past few weeks, but there's still parts of Oklahoma that hasn't seen rain in a very long time.
You look at hard red winter wheat across all your crops. I did a weighted average on that crop condition for all hard red winter wheat. About 38% is in the poor to very poor conditions, but that's compared to 42% at harvest last year. Kansas, 61%, poor to very poor. Oklahoma, 46%. Now that's down slightly. We was around 46 or 47% last year. Texas at 47%, poor to very poor. They were 82% last year. So better crop conditions in Texas, slightly more acres. And so if you're looking at production for the next marketing year, last year Oklahoma only produced 67 million bushels with a 95 million bushel average.
To hear more from OSU's crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Governor Kevin Stitt has unveiled his proposed education reform compromise, the Oklahoma Education and Parental Choice Plan. That's after weeks of meeting with House and Senate leadership, Speaker Charles McCall, Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat, and members of both chambers. He says, after months of negotiations and meetings with both the House and the Senate, I'm proud to present this plan and believe it's the best path forward to get education reform done this year. Governor Stitt's Education and Parental Choice Plan calls for investing a total of $800 million in education allocated to three main parts, $300 million to the Oklahoma Student Fund, $300 million into the funding formula, including Senator Adam Pugh's Teacher Raise Plan, and then $200 million for the Oklahoma Parental Choice Tax Credit Model for parents to send their child to a school that best fits their unique needs. Oklahoma Student Fund would be available to every school district in the district, and each district will receive up to $2 million to improve their local schools as they see fit. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.